Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro has tested positive for coronavirus. Over 1.6 million people are reported to have had positive tests in Brazil, and over 65,000 people are known to have died from COVID-19 infection. Mr. Bolsonaro has repeatedly played down risks of what he called the little flu, or the sniffles. He has opposed lockdowns, which he says hurt the economy. The executive director of the World Health Organization, Dr. Mike Ryan, wished President Bolsonaro a speedy and full recovery from the disease, adding, "I think the message to us all is we are vulnerable to the virus." Tim Vickery is a reporter based in Rio de Janeiro. I spoke to him earlier and put it to him that the surprise was not that Brazil's president had caught the virus, but that it had taken so long.
I think that's a fair comment. He's been merrily wandering around the country, provoking agglomerations. He's been shaking hands, pressing the flesh, and he's done much of it without a mask. It's the fourth time that he's been tested, and I think it's a fair comment. The surprise is that it's taken him so long to contract the virus.
His survival, politically and literally, hinges on the outcome of his illness. If he survives, will it strengthen his position that the coronavirus is just a little flu?
Well, at the moment, he's saying that he feels absolutely fine. He said that he didn't feel too clever on Monday. He had a high fever on Monday and some aches and pains. But speaking to the press on Tuesday, he declared himself absolutely fine, in full conditions to do his job. He said he wanted to go for a walk, but the doctors didn't allow him. This is being seen, I think, internationally as a huge defeat for Bolsonaro, the man who's been the world's leading denier of the importance of coronavirus finally contracting the disease. But he certainly doesn't seem to be seeing it that way. In fact, so far, the fact that he's feeling fine would seem in his mind to reinforce the view that this is only a little flu, and he's using some very strange metaphors. He's saying that the virus is a little bit like rain. It's going to rain on some people and not on others. He seems to have ignored the fact that one person infects another, and many people who he has been in contact with since Friday are frantically having themselves tested now. He said that his message to young people was, well, don't worry too much, because if you get it, it's not going to be particularly severe. The problem is not the young person getting it, it's who the young person then infects. You've got to remember here that on March the 22nd, Bolsonaro predicted that the death toll from coronavirus in Brazil would not exceed 800. We're already approaching 67,000. So that particular argument he has lost, and he will be judged by the scale of that failure. But for the moment, he really can't change course. He's gone too far down one particular road to change course. He's left him and his government very little room for maneuver on this issue, and there's no sign of the death toll slowing down. In fact, the specialists seem to be believing now that the peak actually won't come until August.
What's it like where you are in Rio?
Well, Rio is the second most affected city in the country after São Paulo. Of those nearly 67,000 deaths, more than 10,000 have come from Rio. I think you have to see Brazil a little bit as a kind of United States of South America. The state is divided into 27 states, a huge country, and it's the local authorities, the state governors and city mayors, who have the authority to declare lockdowns or social distancing and close commerce. Bolsonaro has always been against this. So there's been a very confused message all along, with different levels of government often wanting different things. Two health ministers have gone. One was sacked because he was quite effectively arguing the need for social distancing. His replacement didn't stay too long before leaving, also disagreeing with the president. And this fundamental lack of clarity from different levels of government has undermined greatly the efforts to bring into effect effective social distancing. Just over the last few days in Rio, there's been a gradual opening up with possibly disastrous consequences, because huge agglomerations in the bars of some of the richest areas of Rio, and it's I think to be feared that in a couple of weeks this lack of social distancing will be reflected in the death toll.
You've been living in Brazil for a very long time now, and you've seen a lot of change during that time. How would you characterize the health of your home now?
Well, Brazil is extremely polarized. Everything is polarized and politicized. And I think what has happened over the last 3.5 months, the country's response to the coronavirus will go down in the annals of human incompetence. They had a number of advantages. The principal advantage that they had over, say, Italy or Spain was time. They saw what was happening there. They had time to prepare. And Brazil does have a health service based on the British National Health Service. It's rudimentary, it's underfunded, but it is there. Unlike, say, the United States, the death toll in Brazil would be far, far higher without that health system. But despite these advantages, and despite the advantage of time, and despite the advantage of considerable experience in dealing with pandemics, Brazil has performed very, very poorly. Neighboring Paraguay, 20 deaths. Uruguay, 28 deaths. These are much, much smaller countries. Argentina, slightly bigger, 1,500 deaths. All of these countries have performed much, much better than Brazil has. And the fact that it's still being politicized, the use of masks is being politicized. President Bolsonaro recently vetoed an obligation on people to wear masks in public spaces such as churches and shops. It's very, very disturbingly polarized and very worrying that the coronavirus is nowhere near being brought under control.
That's Tim Vickery in Rio de Janeiro. It's